This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Brazil Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva are holding bilateral talks in New Delhi. They will be reviewing the entire gamut of bilateral relations. The two leaders are expected to exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest, including cooperation in multilateral fora, reformed multilateralism, global governance, and issues concerning the Global South. India and Brazil share a warm, close, and multifaceted strategic partnership rooted in shared democratic values, close people-to-people ties, and expanding cooperation across key sectors. India and Brazil are strategic partners since 2006. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar called on President of Brazil, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, in New Delhi this morning. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar appreciated Mr. Silva's warm sentiments and guidance on advancing strategic partnership. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the groundbreaking ceremony of the HCL Foxconn joint venture project in the Yamuna Expressway Industrial Development Authority in Uttar Pradesh through a video conferencing today. The project is aligned with the government's efforts to strengthen domestic manufacturing capabilities, reduce import dependence, and build resilient global supply chains. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said that the nation has taken a pledge to wipe out Naxalism from the country by 31st of next month, addressing the CRPF personnel during the 87th Raising Day parade in Guwahati. Mr. Shah said that the CRPF has rendered unparalleled service to the nation. He said CRPF Jawans and the Cobra Battalions are doing unprecedented work in making the country Naxal-free. The minister said CRPF played important roles in restoring peace in Northeast region, Jammu and Kashmir, and in Maoists' hit areas. Later in the afternoon, the union minister will lay the foundation stone for a new campus of the 10th Assam Police Battalion at Kachutoli, a nearby area of Guwahati. The battalion is currently functioning from Guwahati and will shift to the newly developed premises once the construction is completed. In the wake of the U.S. Supreme Court's decision on tariffs, U.S. President Donald Trump said there is no change in the trade deal with India and emphasized that the India deal is on. He said that his relationship with India is fantastic and they are doing trade together. Earlier this month, Trump issued an executive order removing the 25% punitive tariffs imposed on India to 18%. Leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha and senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi today appeared before a court in Bhiwandi, Maharashtra, to furnish a new surety in the defamation case filed against him by an RSS activist in 2014. The Bhiwandi Magistrates Court had asked Mr. Gandhi to present a fresh surety in the case as former Union Home Minister Shivraj Patil, who had stood as his surety or guarantor, passed away in December last year. The BJP has criticized the Congress party for holding protest inside the venue of India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi yesterday. Addressing media in New Delhi today, party spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi said the entire country is in anguish and disturbed by the act of the Congress party and they will not be pardoned by the people of the country.
World AI Summit has become a matter of pride for everybody. But the manner in which Congress has fallen from grace, from stupidity to nudity, is definitely very shameful act done by Congress. It cannot be termed or subsided as just a mere politics. It amounts to Rashtrodroh. It is just a disrespect to nation. And it seems that Rahul Gandhi, who has said that he has to fight the Indian state, the sipahis of Lashkar-e Rahul, has come and tried to damage the image of India.
Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today said that various technical solutions have been presented at the India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi. Visiting the venue of the summit this morning, Mr. Vaishnaw, talking about the conversation with the exhibitors regarding ruckus created by the Congress workers, the minister said the all exhibitors termed the act of Congress shameful. And that is the end of this news bulletin.